First of all, the contract has not yet been approved, so the City Council will hear our recommendation on the 29th. And if they do approve our recommendation, the contract and those rates will go into effect January 1st. So that's the first thing, is that people do not need to be alarmed that it's happening tomorrow.
The ability to make that January 1st start date pushed the San Francisco-based firm Recology to the head of the pack, allowing it to win the contract if council agrees at its August 29th meeting. Part of Hurtado's message is that even with the increase, hauling of garbage and recyclables is cheap, rising from about $4 a week to a little over $6 for most residents. Garbage has been a problem in Santa Rosa for several years. The current hauler, North Bay Corporation, part of the Ratto Group, has been cited by the city for not living up to its contract, including failing to repair and update trucks, and for conditions at facilities where trash and recyclables are sorted. According to workers we spoke with, the Ratto Group also treated them unfairly, with forced overtime and unsafe working conditions. The workers voted this spring to be represented by Teamsters Local 665, an arrangement that the new company, Recology, is expected to honor.
I think at the time we received the proposals, that vote had not occurred, but I do believe that at least some of the proposers had considered those increased labor costs, and I think especially the big companies that we're dealing with, they looked at the wages that they paid in their other facilities. So there was some equity issue that I think they all tried to deal with.
Most of all, says Hurtado, the new contract will allow the city to reconsider its entire approach to trash with a willing partner and with an approach that's
more environmentally sensitive, making sure we're getting maximum diversion, making sure we're not adding to the waste stream, that the vehicles are not adding pollutants unnecessarily. We should have very good customer service, and we will have state-of-the-art processing, which will maximize the waste stream and what is diverted away from the landfill, which is important to all of us. We're also proposing that we embark on a zero waste planning effort to develop a zero waste plan for the city of Santa Rosa, which will engage the community in those conversations and help us reach higher diversion rates. And that ties right into climate action and reducing greenhouse gases. And so I think we're on a positive path.
Gloria Hurtado, Santa Rosa's deputy city manager, talking about the city's new agreement with Recology, a San Francisco-based garbage company on the verge of being awarded the city's trash and recycling contract, worth about $735 million over 15 years, according to the Santa Rosa Press-Democrat. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.